lately I've been very unmotivated to try to like make a rough outline of what I wanted to do for my first audio, so I decided you could just get to know me a bit. So I looked up a sexy questionnaire. I can't speak. And it is quite long, so hopefully this won't take too long, me answering. It's from a blog. Bloggy McBloggerstein at Blogspot. If you guys want to answer this. And some of the most popular labels are pregnancy, baby, family, menstruation. Okay. I guess whatever you want to blog about. Alright, now let's get to the questions. Okay. First question, what is your gender? Or gender identity? I identify as transgender. Pre-everything at the moment. Hopefully I'm gonna get T by the end of this year, because I'm now 18, and that leads me to my second question. What is your age? I am 18. Barely legal. Question 3. What is your sexual orientation? I am something called homoflexible, which is my preference is dudes, but if I find the girl that's right for me, then I'll probably date her. But I am in a relationship, so. Oh, I just answered one of the next questions. Oh, well, I'll just skip that one, I guess. At what age did you lose your virginity? When I had sex with a girl at, age 12? Sounds awful saying it back. I don't suggest having sex at that age. It's not healthy at all. but I lost my virginity to a man at 14, I think. How many sexual partners have you had? I'm gonna be a total whore and say too many to count. I honestly cannot count. safely over 7, I guess? Yeah. If you count the ones that I was in a relationship with and sexual relationship with. And their next question is, are you in a relationship? I am. If so, how long have you been with this significant other? We celebrated our 1-year anniversary on Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Tuesday. Because on my birthday we met each other, and it's... My birthday was on Tuesday. That makes me barely legal. How often do you engage in vaginal sex in a given week? Not that much, actually. I haven't really been into sex all that much, I guess. Believe it or not. Like, the physical, engaging in sex, not, like, thinking of sex, because I masturbate almost every other day. How often do you engage in anal sex within a week? Never. I tried it once, and I don't want to try it again. But I might do audios with anal sex, that's not out of the question. How often do you receive oral, or give or receive oral, in a given week? Same thing with vaginal. I kind of do oral more, because, I don't know, it's just easier, I guess. So you don't need to take out all your clothes and stuff like that, and... Still live with my parents, so we can't really have sex anywhere. We just can, like, foreplay and stuff like that in public places. Have any of these numbers measurably changed since your early days of your relationship? We have definitely had sex more in the beginning of our relationship, but our bond has grown since the early days of our relationship, and you've gotten more in a emotional bond than a sexual bond, and I'm very proud of that. Alright, now for the kinky questions, my favorite kind. Do you use any toys in the bedroom? If so, which ones? I do. We have used, a vibrator, that's the word I'm looking for. We have used, basically cut a hole in old underwear and stuck a dildo through the hole, and I've fucked him in the ass before. If that's a toy, technically. what else have we used? Definitely use like collars and leashes too. I think we used like a whip at one point. I definitely used a whip on, or I have been, somebody used a whip on me before. And I've been tied up before. And I forget, these answers don't always have to be like with our relationship. So, other relationships, I'm thinking of other sex toys. Nipple clamps did that. Actually, no, technically not. We would take clothespins. Because never was able to find nipple clamps. Not really, in my opinion. What's the point of spending money on nipple clamps when you can get them for. You can get a whole package of. Clothespins? I just had a brain fart. I'm sorry. Let's just move on to the next question. Do you role play? If so, what do you like? Teacher, student, employee, employee. My favorite at the moment is like teacher and student, I think. It's like it's sort of dirty and filthy. There's some other things that I might feel comfortable sharing later on, but right now I don't want to share. Do you try any BDSM? If so, what? Been tied up before. I'm definitely submissive. Okay, so BDSM. Submissive is S. Let me try to remember. My brain's fried right now. I don't know why, but. Domination. Submission. Masochism. No, sadism. Masochism. The. Wow. I'm dumb right now. All right. I am masochist. I like pain. Back then I would like pain a little bit more than I do now, but it's still pretty good. Can't think of the other words, the other letters, so I'm just gonna skip. I do try BDSM. Do you swing or have an open relationship? I actually do. As bad as it sounds, my boyfriend lets me have sex with other people. And because sadly, I have some commitment issues, and we trust in each other that we won't be attracted to somebody else we have sex with. And since then, that has never happened. He has had sex with somebody he met on Tinder before, which was very hot. I wish I could have been there to see it. and he's definitely not, fell in love with him, so that's always good, because we all love each other, and I wouldn't trade him for the world. What is your opinion on porn? I like porn more than actual sex, in my opinion. Or at least at the moment. Which is kind of sad, because I want to give my partner pleasure, but the thing is, I love porn so much, it's just I'd rather masturbate than go to the problem of finding a place to have sex and stuff like that. When I finally get my own place, it might be different, but for now, it's. I love porn. What kind of porn do you like? That is a loaded question. I definitely like watching gay the most. Bukkake's cool, I guess. Like British accents. So British porn's pretty good. Dirty talk porn's good. And professional. I'm really ashamed of this, but I like professional porn more than amateur porn. I know everybody's like, it's all staged, but I like movies and cartoons and shows and stuff, so that's kind of like what I'm used to. What kind of porn do you not like? I'm not a big fan of like lesbian stuff. Lesbians can do anything they want to do, like you guys can do whatever. I don't have anything against lesbians, it's just not something that I like to masturbate too. But other than that, I have a lot of things that I don't. I have a lot of things that I like, and not many things that I don't like. Obviously, not shit. I'm not into shit. And, drinking of pee, I can't watch. And, of course, rape with a younger partner, I cannot watch, which is illegal, and that would make me a child predator. So I'm just gonna skip that question. Do you look at porn with your significant other? I do on occasion. We're all like, "Hey, that guy looks cute," and he's like, "Yeah." Do you look at porn by yourself? Yes, I do. How else are you gonna watch porn? Course, with somebody else, but if so, does your partner's significant other know? Why did I say partner? If so, does your significant other know? Yeah, obviously. I don't care. He watches porn, I don't give a fuck. Do you think or know that your significant other looks at watches porn without you? Yes, I know that. Because he has very, very different kinks than I do, and I respect that. So he can look at porn. It's not like I get offended if he does. Have you found bedroom inspiration in porn? That's mostly where I get all my bedroom inspiration, in a form of porn or the other. I read porn, listen to porn, obviously. I'm very audio oriented, so if I hear moaning or dirty talk, then that instantly gets me turned on. But my boyfriend's more scent and olfactory senses. He's more attracted to smell. So, how is your public region groomed? Pubic public region. Okay, how is your pubic region groomed? I try to keep it regularly groomed, but of course, sometimes I can't be asked to do it. Oh, they're given examples. Hardwood, Berber, or shag? What? Oh, hardwood, flat. Berber's a little bit shag. At the moment, it's kind of in the middle. But I have really, really thick hair down there, so I'm kind of very self-conscious about that. But I tried. Once I'm on tea, I'm going to try to remain hardwood for as long as I can, because if I have a lot of pubic hair down there, then they can't see my FDM dick, and that's not really something I wanna feel like a man. So, how is your significant other's pubic region groomed? He doesn't groom it much, but it's actually well maintained, even though he doesn't like groom it. Whenever I imagine grooming, I just imagine like him taking a comb through it. How do you prefer genitals to be groomed? I have no preference, because I like bears, so I like really, really hairy people. But licking hair and getting hair in my mouth is not something I like, but I'm willing to go through it if it means to have like a really, really sexy encounter. So, I guess I don't have a preference. Has porn influenced your public, your, again with the, has for, porn in, influenced your pubic grooming habits and preferences? I guess it has. Have you ever cheated on a significant other? On a significant other or my current significant other? On a significant other, yes. On my current significant other, yes. Have you ever cheated on anyone? Yes. It's awful sounding. I'm just gonna skip those. I'm gonna just move on. If you have, was it with a stranger or someone you know? It was from somebody I know. I wouldn't really have sex with strangers at this point. Let's get through these questions relatively quickly because they're making me uncomfortable. Was your primary relationship destroyed from the indiscretion? Last one, no. It actually brought us to come to agreement that both of us can have sex with anybody we want to, as long as we don't form a bond. Have you ever been cheated on? If so, did it destroy your relationship? As bad as it sounds, I've never been cheated on. But I have been the cheater on multiple occasions, and I feel like shit. Good thing this questionnaire is almost over, because I am very shy about that. Is there anything you prefer not to do in the bedroom? Again, shit. Don't want to drink piss. Don't like anal that much. So, is there anything you'd absolutely will not do in the bedroom? That's the same question, isn't it? Oh, prefer not to do, and then absolutely will not do. Same answers, anyways. If you have anything that's off the table, can you elaborate on why? Shit, because it's shit and your body doesn't want it. So obviously you don't, I guess. Pee, it's just, I know that pee is not that dangerous. I drinking it, if you drink a little bit of it, but just it's gross to me thinking that hair could go in it. It's just, I don't like it. Anal's painful. I really wanna go through training. I did sort of go through training. I had a dildo, like a small, rather small dildo put up there and a vibrator. That was fine, but when my boyfriend put his dick in it, in me, it didn't feel very good. So, I'm not sure what is going on there. Is sex an important part of your relationship or relationships? It's not that important in a relationship, in my opinion. I crave a really, really strong bond with them, and sex is just something that brings us closer, in my opinion. But it's not 100% mandatory, because I prefer masturbation over having sex, anyways. How often do you orgasm with your significant other in a given week? With my significant other? Oh yeah, the next question. Probably a couple times a month. One or two times a month. How often do you orgasm by yourself in a given week? 7 days in a week, right? Yeah. Five? Four? How often do you reread that question again. Okay. Last question. To the best of your knowledge, how often does your partner orgasm in a given week? He orgasms every day. Which is very helpful, and it alleviates stress, and I don't blame him. So, that's all the questions. And there are a bunch of comments of people filling it out themselves. Yeah. A lot of people who masturbate daily. Nice job. Oh, cool. This person lost their virginity at 13, so I don't feel all that bad anymore. Okay. Going to leave you with that helpful advice. Do not have sex at a young age, because it kind of messes up your per your per perceive how you perceive sex. That's what I meant to say. Perseveration? No, that's not a word. I'm really good at English, but just not today. So, I hope you enjoyed listening, I guess, and you learned more about me, and hopefully I can get a proper audio out in the next week.